Okay.
Oh, it's down there. That might be a check out.
Right here?
The only place you want to sit.
Okay.
Did you see them over there? Morris?
Well, she had one old one of the family.
Well, that was us.
And James.
That same we got. It was smaller than
you. Oh, yeah. You don't have any others of the old Richmonds or Crylands?
I don't know very much about them. See, back when we were growing up, they didn't pay no attention to anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two grandmother and grandmother. That's decent, you know.
Huh. I've been over at the Vanceburg Courthouse. I found out the Richmonds came from Scott County, Virginia.
Yeah, I know. I told people, all asked me, and I told them it was either Virginia or West Virginia. It's been so long since my dad and mother told me.
Yeah.
The kids, you know, I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, I found them. Well, you know, Jacob Richmond, you said you'd heard of a John Henry Richmond, John Henry Rose. You told me that last year.
Yeah.
And, well, that Jacob Richmond's father was John Richmond, and Jacob Richmond's half-brother, or brother, whatever, was John Henry Richmond, John Henry Rose, because Jacob Richmond's mother was Louisa Rose.
Yeah.
And I guess he was illegitimate or something, and
yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how that went.
Well, I don't know. Mother tried to tell me about part of the way back. I know she told me about John Henry, but I'd forgotten about it. You know, what they call it. Used to the name were not in the family, and kin folks all went to one another, and they had to call them double name,
yeah.
So you know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
See, I've got a boy named Samuel Hobart, and my nephew's got a boy named Sammy something, and they get their mail mixed up right now.
Oh, yeah?
That's Sammy Ralph boy over there.
Yeah, my Sammy's older than him, eh?
Yeah.
We call him Hobart all the time. That way done, if he gets the mail, Hobart will get mixed up, you know.
Yeah.
That's where he gets them. But every once in a while they say, there was while I'm going away and live in Nevada High, and once while I get this agricultural papers, farm papers, keep up with this, and Herbert Richmond here. He did own that place over there, that where you picked me up, that belonged to me over there, you know.
Oh, yeah?
That's an old home place.
Yeah.
And they sent one of them letter up here, Robert Richmond, over there.
Huh.
And Herbert Richmond.
Yeah.
You know, mixed up in. No, I don't know too much to tell you. I guess you found out more about it than I know.
Well, going farther back, I have, I guess.
Yeah. Back that day and time, there were grown up generations of people that were their own name. See, maybe their mother had a baby with some man they'd never be married, and they'd go by their mother's name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grown up now, Willard Master. Grown up around here and died at Bussar's. He went by the name of Butler, but he was a master.
Huh. I'll be darned.
He was a master.
They call him Willard Butler, don't
they? Yeah, but when we worked on WPA, they called him Willard Master.
Huh.
He told him, I guess, sir, he was a master.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
He had a half-brother lived in Vanceburg, Ezra Master.
Yeah.
And he died, too, I think. He got long time. Willard ain't been dead very long.
Was your Grandpa Richmond a preacher?
No, I was your Grandpa Riley.
Your Grandpa Riley? Who, James Riley?
Yeah.
He was a preacher?
Yeah.
What kind of preacher was he?
Well, sir, I don't know. I don't know if they ever told me. I never was with him very much.
Yeah?
He died when I was young.
When did he die, do you know?
Oh.
About what year?
No, I wouldn't even know. I have no idea. I've been married 52 years past, and he died when I was just a boy.
You know, about how old were you when he died? Could you guess?
I just know a big boy. If anybody ever thought about anything like that, you know, we kept note of it right here. Told anybody something.
Yeah.
That didn't die nothing like that. Was never mentioned. Unless somebody just asked somebody about it.
Yeah. I got my tape recorder on there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. I can't talk good anymore, see. I don't get nervous, breakdown.
Yeah.
And I got the doctor said they're pollock for my vocal cord. Mm-hmm. Used to be a good singer. And that took her on this nervous trouble, that paralyzing the speech.
Yeah.
My knowledge too. Took time by. It's plumb for itching. Schools would come.
What kind of a man was your Grandpa Riley?
You mean what?
What was he like?
Oh, he was a small fella.
Small?
Yeah. He was too big for a short, small fella.
Yeah. Did he joke around a lot, or was he serious?
Well, sir, he was a preacher, and I used to tell you the truth, like he lived way over and on Triplet in Fleming County, Mound County, in that country.
Oh, they lived over
there? I never got to see. My mother raised out of the woods about my mother. He moved over on the Triplet, you know.
Yeah.
And then he moved over on a place they called Stalking, called out to work. We went to Muses Mills.
Yeah.
And I never did see, there ever was a great while he come. But he was able to maybe stay or not when I was a kid.
Yeah. Huh. What was your Grandma Riley like?
Well, she was tall, slim like.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Was she serious most of the time, or she kid around any? Or?
Oh, she was pretty loud right up till she took a seat.
She was?
Yeah.
What?
She was Georgian, you know, of course.
Yeah. What'd she die from?
Well, sir, I don't know. They didn't say. She got sick and died. And when she died, there wasn't much way of going to the doctor or thing. Or getting about to be in, you know, and she died over there in the water. It would be long, hard.
Yeah? What about your Grandpa Richmond? What kind of man was he?
Jake?
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of easy turn bone color. Black turn kind of color.
He was?
Mm-hmm. That's far as I know. He died when I was small. Young, you know. Way back. Oh, I might have been 10 or 11 years old. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. It says he belonged to Pilgrim Holiness Church, or Holiness Church, is that right?
Which one, then?
Jake Richmond.
I couldn't tell you that.
Don't know about that.
No.
Your family ever went to church any, did they, or did they go to church a lot?
You mean my family died growing up again?
Yeah.
Oh, some of us went quite a lot when we were back young. Sisters and brothers, we went to church last night.
Yeah.
So I was great. I forget. You see that old picture over there?
Yeah.
I was standing there with them old rolled on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, I was the first preaching right here. I went out on the ridge, the graveyard out there. The name of Bailey's lived out there, and they fixed the place in the grove of timber, and they fixed seats, and they was old Baptist people.
Yeah.
Never so often they had a church there.
Huh.
And I went one Sunday, they let me go with them. I think that was a Sunday it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And the church I was closed that damn time. I was raised back on the ridge, you know.
Yeah. You don't remember your Grandma Richmond, do you?
No, I never remember. She died a while.
I guess your grandpa married two or three times after that, didn't he?
Once,
or
one time.
Well, what about your dad? What was he like?
Oh, he was a skeptic.
He was what?
In his young time. He was a fiddler and a dancer and a whistler.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they called him Whistling Jim, Brigadier Jim, and Fiddling Jim.
I heard he won a lot of contests.
No.
For whistling. And
that was my brother Tom.
Well, that was your brother Tom.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he's the one that won all the contests.
Yeah, I got to all him.
Oh.
They had that down there. They used to have what they call a cut rate store, and they dumped it, of course, to draw a crowd. He was real funny how I used to be. And I used to be a turkey whistler. I'd whistle with music. And my brother Elliot died. He was a whistler. And my sister Grace, she was a whistler.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, that was about all the whistlers. I used to be a musician, you know.
Yeah.
When I got married, got a family, I quit playing so much music. And I just took this nervous trouble. Well, I can't get my fingers on the string to be anymore.
Huh. What about your mom? What kind of a lady was she?
Oh, she's an awful nice lady. She was a mother of everybody from around here.
Was that right?
Yeah, when sickness would come, the children would come after. She knew her stay up doctor.
Huh.
Yes.
Was her middle name, what'd they call her, her middle name? Nancy Artie, but what?
Yeah, Nancy Artemis.
Was that just a nickname or what?
I don't know, but we call her Artie. Nancy Artie, I do know that much of her name.
You ever heard of Artavia? Has anybody ever called her Artavia, Nancy Artavia?
No,
you know?
No.
Never heard of that.
No.
Wonder who ever had an old family Bible with all the names and stuff in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have anybody. It's just like I said, it's quiet if you kept record of that thing.
You wouldn't do that or have any record of it?
I doubt it very much.
Is that Elby's wife?
That's Stan's wife.
Oh.
No, they never paid too much attention to it. They just said, oh, maybe sometime we'll be sitting around and they know some name. We'd ask them some questions like, who's this and who's that? And,
yeah.
And there's a bunch of Rovers live over there in Carter County. They went to Richmond and Rovers both.
Yeah.
And finally they quit calling Richmond and just went to call them Rovers.
Yeah, that was your grandpa's brother that starred that.
Mm-hmm.
John Henry Rose.
Yeah, well, I think I saw him that one time.
Is that right?
I ain't mistaken when I seen him.
What's the stories about? They used to always get around the fireplace on evenings, you know, and they'd all play the fiddle or.
Yeah,
something like that.
See, we were musicians, you know. My sister died, so she'd play the banjo. And I had a brother Tom, and his grandpa.
Yeah.
He played the banjo.
Yeah.
Of course, I was a kid then.
Yeah.
My sister died in 1916. I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
I was small when that was taking place, then, you know.
Yeah.
But I still remember when she died. She died in 1916. And if he was there, he'd play the banjo. If he was there, my sister played the banjo.
Say that was your sister that died in 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that, Laura?
Laura.
I'll write that down. And she died. And they'd all get around.